Happy Father's Day, wordies. Let's delve into a word for which there's nothing better. The word of the day is nonpareil. That's spelled N-O-N-P-A-R-E-I-L. Nonpareil is a noun and adjective. Today we're highlighting the noun sense of the word. A person or thing having no equal. Here's an example of this sense of the word from an essay written by M.H. Abrams that ran in the New York Review of Books on May 10, 1984. Another narrative essay, The Flight, however, is thoroughly ordered and worth noting also as a reminder that, in addition to his merits as a critic of literature, oratory, painting, the theater, and politics, Hazlitt was both the originator and nonpareil of sports reporting. Nonpareil can also be used as an adjective simply meaning having no equal, and it is featured in Bruce Weber's obituary for Academy Award-winning actor Christopher Plummer, as published in the New York Times on February 5, 2021. Plummer's resume, which stretched over 7 decades, was at least colossal, if not nonpareil, encompassing acting opportunities from some of dramatic literature's greatest works to some of commercial entertainment's crassest exploitations. By way of Old French, nonpareil is one of a small family of words descended from the Latin word par, meaning equal, and you may recognize this root from a number of common words. To compare two things is to determine how they are equal, and parity is another word for equality or equivalence. Par is a normal or average amount, and subpar describes something below average. Through French, with some minor vowel shifts, par also gives us pair, P-A-I-R, peer, and even umpire. Build your vocab beyond compare with Word of the Day at dictionary.com.